Could you coach new Scrum Masters after doing an advanced certified Scrum Master course? Absolutely. In fact, I hope before you attend, you're already giving it a go. You may not know it. Many people don't know what coaching truly is, and they think it's something akin to what they experienced in sports coaching early on in, you know, maybe their budding football career as a 7-8-year-old. You know, somebody there who's really teaching them how to play the game and giving them a bit of encouragement. Now, that's not what we're looking for, but that's what many people think it is. And they're likely to be trying something different. You're likely to be sitting down with people and having a chat, trying to help them understand what works well. I recognised in my practice that for me was a pivotal moment. As a technical architect, as a senior software developer, I spent a lot of time explaining things to people, how I would solve problems, how this worked, how that worked, what we intended to do with the system. And smart people, they got it. Great. And then they came back. And again, and again. Always with not the same question, but similar questions. What I hadn't done was got them to think. And my practice evolved. And I started playing around with this realization until I came up with what we would know as coaching. Instead of telling people what to do and what I was thinking, I was asking them questions about what they wanted to do, what they thought was a good idea, and what they were thinking. And that very quickly led these smart people to leave me alone. They didn't come back and ask questions. They had the answers. They already had them before, but they were looking to me as an authority figure to give them permission to do stuff. And because I gave them permission, they came back and sought that permission again and again and again. You may recognize that. If you recognize that behavior in yourself, either the seeking permission or, more ideally, as a Scrum Master or an Agile coach, that person who is in an advice place or maybe starting in the early days of coaching, then the ACSM will be a great course. As part of it, we introduce you to coaching, 3 key tools of a coach, how to listen, how to ask questions, and a great structure to frame those conversations to ensure that those people you're talking to and talking with are going to come up with their own actions and take accountability for completing those actions. So if you come on the ACSM course, yes, afterwards you will be able to go out there and coach. It'll be early days. It is a practice. You will be a bit rough, a bit ragged around the edges. And with time and giving it a go, you will get good. And that's what we want. The ACSM does not create an agile coach. You are one or you aren't one. If you are one, the ACSM aims to give you some skills to go away and practice with your teams, with the other Scrum Masters and coaches around you, to explore the space, to understand how these skills help you and help your teams and your organisation improve. If you've got to this point in the video, I hope you've enjoyed it. If so, a like would be appreciated. If you want to hear more from me, more answers to questions that maybe you've got in the Agile world, please subscribe to the channel. And if you've got a question that you really want answered, drop it in the comments. I promise we'll get around to it. Thank you.